Severe and snowy weather. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. There's destruction across the South after a powerful storm system whipped up winds and dumped torrential rain. At least 11 people are dead.
People reported killed in several states like Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Several dead due to trees collapsing, like in Talladega County, where the wife of 70-year-old Alan Cooley said he was sitting in his truck when an oak tree snapped and fell into it.
Fox's Jill Nato, the colder side of the storm is bringing snow to parts of the Midwest and Northeast. In the mountains of Southern California, the snow that fell last weekend has stranded people. This man in Running Springs calls the situation a fiasco.
They don't have a plan. They had no backup plan. It seems like we have one plow for all of Running Springs.
One official says it could be another week before conditions improve. North Korea is lashing out at the U.S., blaming it for the collapse of international arms control systems. According to state media, the North's foreign ministry also said the U.S., South Korea, and Japan were crossing a danger line that cannot be tolerated. Russia could be close to a symbolic victory in eastern Ukraine.
Ukraine's control over the eastern city of Bakhmut is hanging in the balance. British intelligence claims Russian forces and Wagner Group mercenaries are making advances on the city's northern suburbs. On Friday, the head of the Wagner Group warned Kyiv that it has surrounded Bakhmut. And an advisor to Ukraine's president told media Wednesday that troops may pull out from the city if needed.
Fox's Anita Vogel. More U.S. aid is headed to Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A massive nationwide drug bust has nearly 100 people facing charges. Officials say more than 2 million fentanyl pills were confiscated, along with 400 pounds of methamphetamine.
This was an ongoing investigation that took place in multiple districts. There was a wiretap that was taking place, and through that wiretap, it was able to illuminate the network across the country. A piece of that network was here in Seattle, and then we coordinated with our offices that were executing the wiretap in order to further the investigation for the Seattle region.
Robert Hammer with the Department of Homeland Security. Much of the fentanyl entering the U.S. is coming through our southern border.
The drugs that have come across the border have taken the lives of 108,000 Americans last year alone. We need help from the Biden administration, but so far we've gotten nothing from them other than open border policies.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas led a Republican delegation on a tour of the Rio Grande Valley yesterday. The White House has long maintained the border is closed and secure. A crisis of a different kind in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker says there's not enough teachers.
Parents and children deserve schools that are fully staffed with quality educators. Time and time again, our teachers show us how much this profession means to them.
The Democrat announced a plan to invest another $70 million a year into attracting and retaining educators. The money would need to be approved as part of the state budget that begins on July 1st. School buses could start rolling again on Monday in parts of Alaska if drivers ratify a tentative contract agreement. Drivers went on strike more than a month ago, citing wages and safety concerns. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.